Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests that we have bring you each and every day as we count down the days to the 2020 NFL Draft. And we have a fantastic young man coming on the program today. Played his collegiate football at Campbell. He was also invited to the Tropical Bowl. We know that's an outstanding event for any prospect in this position to get some attention and talk with scouts. But with that said, our guest today is Cam Pruitt, the standout defensive back. Cam, welcome to the show. Can you believe your collegiate career has kind of come and gone, and now you're a few weeks away from the National Football League draft?
Yeah, I know, right? It comes and goes so fast, man. I just can't wait to get it all over with and get my next career on path.
That's what I want to hear. I want you to be positive as we move forward. For you, I mean, I'm curious. I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, were you the better athlete way back then?
Yeah, I always kind of looked at myself that way. I played running back and quarterback and safety in Pop Warner growing up. So I kind of wanted to get a feel for all positions before I stuck to just one later on in my career. So, yeah, Pop Warner was a big thing where I'm from.
Excellent. Let me ask you this. So you're doing your thing at the Pop Warner level. Did other parents ever question your age? Did anybody ever want to see your birth certificate or anything like that?
No, actually, I was I played a pound up, so like I was the younger kid. I wanted to play like with the big guys ever since I was like 5, 6 years old. So I was always the young kid on the team.
The young kid's still doing out playing the bigger kids. That's why you're probably here today, because you're continuing that success. So I'm curious. So I'm sure. So you're doing your thing. You get to high school. You probably play multiple positions. How do you start trending towards that DB role? How do you know that's going to be your best fit?
Actually, it's a funny story. High school, I say around 9th grade, I was at slot receiver, and we were doing the defense so bad, I was kind of talking mess with the DB coach. I was like, "Coach, let me get back there at safety, show him how to do it." And the next play, I caught a pick over somebody's head, and he was like, "Yeah, you're not going back to offense." So I've been stuck ever since then.
Well, it might have been a blessing in disguise. You've definitely had success. I mean, like I said, you've done everything. Now, I'm curious. I mean, and it happens. And listen, we've been doing this a long time. We've talked to kids, but how do you kind of get lost in the shuffle? I know you did the Mesa Community College. You had the JUCO route before you got to Campbell. I mean, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of school?
Really, it was just a matter of my past at Memphis, coaches taking a chance on me and whatnot, and I didn't want to wait any longer. My JUCO route, I ended up graduating that December, so instead of waiting all the way into May in the spring to see if a bigger school was going to offer, I was just fed up with all the hassles of the recruiting process, so I just stuck with Coach Mentor and believed that he can get me into the NFL like he did, so I just wanted to stick with those guys.
Excellent. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to get the coach mentor later on in the program, but we might as well kind of – how important is it having a head coach that played in the league, had success in the league, but also kind of shares the position that you play, and how much was he just a help, a mentor towards you to help develop you into the young man that we're talking to today, both on and off the field?
Oh, man, off the field, he's just as great as on the field. I'll say he's not better. Anything that you need, you can go talk to him about it, and he'll point you in the right direction, and that's kind of how I tried to weigh my success there, go talk to him about things that I felt that I was troubled with or things that I need help overcoming in the past and stuff like that. So, yeah, he was a big help for me, and I encourage any young kid that wants to go to Campbell that he'll be the right guy for you.
Excellent. Well said. Once again, Cam Pruthi, standout from Campbell here on the C2P as we talk a little Campbell and draft 2020 draft football. If you miss any of these shows, again, in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these guys at your leisure. Cam, I ask everybody that comes on the show, I mean, we throw you in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities to the position that you bring where they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
They're going to love my glue man-to-man mentality that I bring to the table. I understand all the little things that it takes in each coverage, and I can break down an offense in any fast or form you want me to. And they'll love the way I shut down the other side of the ball. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I feel like they like what they see on tape.
I see. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. We have so many young guys come on the show, especially defensive backs. And I ask that question. Everybody comes on the show. I get so many answers. Some, I mean, most of them are good, but I love how you just said it. I mean, really, above all, you said you glue your guy and you mirror to him. Very few guys that come on the show talk about how great they actually can mirror and just shut down a guy. I mean, I hear so many other things, but, I mean, you just cut to the chase. Yeah, I mean, you want a guy who shuts down what they're supposed to. I love it. Great, great, great response. How about this one? Because we are so close to this draft, and we want you to get as much push as we can to get you there. What do these scouts need to know that they can't see on tape? Could be film study, leadership, weight room warrior. Maybe the system you ran at college didn't allow you to showcase other abilities that you know you can do. I mean, this is your show, Cam. You can, you know, what do these guys need to know?
Oh, yeah. You put me out there with any group of guys, and I feel like I can make the whole defense, if not the whole team, better by the way I perform and the way I carry myself while I'm on the field. And I also can understand, like, many different types of coverages. Like, in high school, we did more zone than anything. So, leading up into college, when I got to Memphis, we did a lot of cover 3, cover 6 tactics. And when I went JUCO and Campbell, that's when I got to my man type stuff. So, I really can be your overall type corner guy. So, I don't limit myself, but I feel like my strength is shutting down the other guy, whoever you want me to stop. So, yeah, that's pretty much how I like to see myself.
Fair enough, fair enough. Now, you come across as you seem like a nice kid, good personality, somewhat fun. I mean, you seem like a real, you know, energizer, nice kid to be around. What do you like playing against? I mean, if I'm lining up against you and it's 3rd and 8, I mean, are you chatty? I mean, kind of take us through what's it like lining up against Cam Pruitt on 3rd and 9.
Oh, yeah. I'm chatty much throughout the whole game. You better not let me make a play or two on you. You're gonna hear from me about the whole game. And I tend not to shut up, though. So I play with a kind of edge on my shoulder. Anybody that played with me can tell you that. So even if I make a mistake here or there, they don't shut me down. I just keep going and make another play.
Fair enough. That's the DB mentality. You got to make another play, live another day. For you, you got the invite to the Tropical Bowl, and you know as well as anybody, that's a fantastic opportunity to just let these scouts know you as a man and as a character. You know, they're going to see the tape, so they know that part. But, you know, who'd you talk with, and how rewarding was it just going through that experience and letting them guys know you in practice and know you as a person?
It was very humbling, and I really enjoyed my time down there, and I talked to a couple of teams. I want to say the Jets, the Buccaneers, and I want to say the Eagles, I suppose. Can't remember too good, but yeah, a lot of those guys, they, like, even one scout asked me, like, how'd you end up at Campbell? Because I was just out there flying around and stuff like that. So yeah, it was a very humbling experience. I'm glad I got to be a part of that. And you know, I was invited to the FCS Bowl first, so my main thing was to get invited to that Tropical Bowl so I can go against the per se better talent so I can get compared to those guys because, you know, coming from FCS, we don't get looked upon as much. So I was just glad I got to showcase my ability there.
Definitely. And I did not know that. So you took the FCS Bowl and then you jettisoned that to the Tropical Bowl. So you had a very busy and productive offseason. Kudos to you, Cam. I did not know that. That's a terrific boost. And like I said, you got two games under your belt. That's fantastic. God bless you. I love it. I love it. How much pep in your step does it give you, man, when you know that these scouts, they, you know, just want to have a couple words and, you know, and address what they saw? I mean, does it put that much more pep in your step, and does it make the hunger even grow?
Yeah, I always kind of been like that kid that always been overlooked and stuff like that. So I don't care for that. So, I mean, of course I care, but I don't look at it too much, and I just kind of put my head down and keep grinding and want to push to the standard I held myself at. So I want to be one of the greatest ever one day, and I hope I can look back on this and say that it was well job done, good job by me, and I just hope they see the same thing.
I love it. Well, fantastic stuff, Cam. How about this one? Now, it's a cliche question, but I comparisons, is there anybody at that next level you can compare to?
I try to, like, mold three guys. I try to mold, like, Richard Sherman Tate, Janoris Jenkins, and Xavier Rhodes. Try to put those skill sets together and make them my own. So, yeah, that's kind of guys I compare myself to.
Excellent. You think you could talk better trash than Richard Sherman?
He got me beat right now. He got me beat by far. But I try to back it up better than he did in the Super Bowl.
You know, in the back of my mind, just you talking about the trash talking, I would love to see you go to the San Francisco 49ers and him mentor you. That would be like, I would just text you constantly, just, you know, watching your game develop and just watching everything. That would just be a fun thing to kind of watch from the outside as you would get to do it in reality. Once again, Cam Pruitt, the standout from Campbell here on the C2P as we break things down. Cam, we're almost out of time. We always like to ask our guests a few off-the-wall questions before we shut it down. We call it three and out.
All
you
right.
Ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, let's do it.
Now we, fair enough. Okay, now we mentioned Coach Minner at the beginning of the program. We're going to talk about him at the end as well. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Probably the best impersonation, probably Isaiah King. If not anybody, it's kind of hard to impersonate him because he does a lot of different things and says a lot of different stuff. So I wouldn't be able to put a nail on it right there.
Fair enough. And how about leading up to a game day on Saturday? Does Cam Pruitt have any superstition?
Probably the my strength coach is gonna love this one. Probably the little, you know, the smelly little sauce at your break before you do, like, max day in the weight room. I hit that before we go out there on the field and kind of get me pumped up.
Fair enough. Hey, whatever gets you going, it makes you play great. That's all that matters. And then the final one for you, I don't know if you're going to want some home cooking from down south, what your choice is going to be, but who's the best cook in your family? Draft weekend's approaching, a special day. What would you like to – for that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, it was my mom by far. I would love just to get a good baked chicken meal with some rice and potatoes. That'd do it for me.
Excellent stuff, man. Cam, you've been a pleasure to have on the show. I'm glad that we got to know you and share you with our audience. But, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Again, I didn't know about the FCS Bowl and then the jettison to the Tropical Bowl. That's a really, really outstanding couple weeks of performance to kind of get a notch and a push up. That means teams really liked what they saw the first time and they wanted to see more, which benefits you. That said, hey, man, stay safe out there. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
All right, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Cam Pruitt here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.